For the Cowboy State News Network, I'm Ty Stockton, and this is The Great Outdoors. We got a new used truck a couple weeks ago, but I took the old one out for one last hunt over the weekend. I'll tell you about it after this break. We finally decided it was time to retire the old 2000 F-250. It's getting up there in terms of mileage, even though I think it's still got a couple hundred thousand more left in it. I'm a big fan of the 7.3-liter diesel that truck's got for a heart, so I was a little reluctant to let it go. We found another 7.3 on the used market, though, so the change isn't all bad. The new one's a year younger, but it has nearly 200,000 fewer miles on it. It's also a four-door, which is a lot better for our family's needs. Other than that, and a few differences in features, it's pretty much the same truck. The drawback to the new truck is that it's a little less maneuverable, but the old one's not exactly a cornering dream either. It's a bit longer, which gives it a little less clearance on the rough roads. Besides, it hasn't proved itself on a hunting trip yet, unlike the old F-250. So with a touch of nostalgia, I fired up the old truck instead of the new one when I went out looking for antelope last weekend. I found that there are some things I'm gonna miss about the old beater. First of all, the old truck doesn't have carpet, so when I got back to the house after getting in and out with several pounds of mud on my feet, it was really easy to clean up. The new one's pretty much devoid of scratches and dings, too, so I'll feel like I need to baby it out in the woods. I don't worry about that with the old one. It's got enough bumps and bruises that another one's not gonna matter. And then there's the fact that we've pretty much replaced everything but the engine. The truck may be 10 years old, but nearly every moving part on it is only 5 years old or younger. So if you're looking for a good old diesel truck that's shown it can handle all the game animals you can fill the bed with, I've got one you might want to take a look at. Just don't be surprised if you have to pry me out of it to drive it away. This has been The Great Outdoors. I'm Ty Stockton, and I'll see you out there.